Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hello, when listeners are concerned about us. You guys might have stepped over the line. That's my favorite email we've gotten for 30 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Always good to know where the line is.
Apparently. Well, at least with one listener.
Yeah, we get it one at a time.
One at a time. You stepped over the line.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus, that's right. One toke over the line.
Oh, that's a toke.
Yeah. Right. TJ Miller in the studio. He'll be here on Friday, right? Yeah. And yep. Filmmaker John Waters, who's also going to be in town himself, right?
Sunday night at the Slowdown here.
It's not just a talk, it's a production?
Yeah, it's some sort of stage presentation.
Well, we'll get all the information from John Waters. Does that happen on Wednesday?
We'll find out. Yeah. He seems like an interesting dude.
I hesitate to call it stand-up or a show. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's him.
Where are you at, Nick, this week, Nick?
I will be at Infusion Brewing in Omaha Thursday night.
A rare Omaha appearance by Nick.
Omaha.
Allen. Yeah.
Then Friday, Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa, and Saturday, Rosie's in Lincoln.
Rosie. All right. Full weekend of Nicky Allen.
Was on this date in 1890. You might remember where you were when the first Army-Navy football game was played at West Point, New York. Navy dominated the game 24-0.
That this weekend?
I remember my dad used to tell that story about going down in the 50s, going down to, they'd sign on as Pinkerton guards for the day. Get paid like $15.
Oh, I thought it was an usher.
Yeah. Well, that was it. They were called, Pinkerton hired them.
Okay.
They hired you, and it's the only way you get a ticket to those games back then. That was a huge game, Army-Navy game in Philadelphia every year. And they would just get in the game and then not do anything.
That's awesome.
They were paid to look at the crowd and check for things, and they would just watch the game. That's just a great story.
Last weekend, prior to the Army-Navy football game, a group of Army cadets drove 4 hours to a private farm in Annapolis looking to complete a spirit mission.
Oh, steal the goat?
Yep, a long-standing tradition before the Army-Navy game where each side tries to kidnap the other's mascot.
They always consult Craig on that. I mean, puss
and,
on those.
Navy's got the goat? And what does Army have? A dog?
No, it's not a dog. It's a
mule.
A mule. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, puss, you always root for Navy?
Whoever has the goat, he roots for.
Sure.
So in the Army cadets,
so 4 hours. How many miles
went
is that?
To the
probably about 500.
Private farm in Annapolis.
To get a goat. To get a goat.
They were playing that song in this like bar that was like at this Elks Club after the show.
Mm-hmm.
They heard it from the bathroom, but I wanted to like get a video of it playing it there. But I was in the bathroom.
Love this song.
So when the Army cadets got to the farm, they were noisy. They spooked the trip.
How do you keep it quiet around the goat when you spook them, puss? Once again, we're asking the expert.
Are you? Are you?
They spooked the trip or the tribe or the herd of goats.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you call them.
A group of goats?
Yeah. Puss calls it a threesome.
Or a party.
They spooked the goats and then started chasing them. They finally got the goat. Well, a goat. They had grabbed retired Navy mascot Bill, number 34.
Bill's
not
sick
the
a
current
day.
One.
Yeah. I don't go to the games anymore. I'm Bill. Relax.
Not the current
Leave
one.
Me out of this.
The current one is Bill, number 37.
Oh.
They got 34.
Oh, look, he took the wrong goat.
Yeah.
It's funny when people do that.
So Army cadets have stolen Bill at least 10 times. Army mules, the Army mascot that was created in 1899 to counter the goat, has proven more difficult to snatch.
I would think snatching a mule is a little tougher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'll kick you.
Yeah.
He'll kick you in the head.
I didn't mean to use the word snatch in that aspect, but Craig did, apparently.
Mascot stealing has been officially forbidden.
Because goat snatching is a whole different thing.
Mascot yep. stealing has been officially forbidden by the great mascot armistice of 1992.
They stopped it even, it was that late even, huh?
Which was signed after Navy midshipmen cut phone lines and zip-tied six Army employees while stealing a mule.
That's intense.
First of all, that's called false imprisonment. That's a felony. Yeah. You zip-tying people to steal the mule?
Another incident occurred in 2015 when a melee in a stadium parking lot sent Bill number 35 to a veterinary clinic for a week.
Jeez, oh, he got hurt.
Or,
don't hurt the
or
goat.
Herpes.
No goats were damaged.
So when once they get the mascot, what do they do with it?
What do they do to it? Well,
I'm not sure what you're supposed to.
Puss has his hand up.
You yeah, Puss.
Yeah.
He has an idea.
Well, if Puss is around.
God, we're sorry, man.
That don't want to bang the goat. What do they do? It's like, oh, we've got the mascot.
Well, you watch. You're watching your buddy bang a goat then.
Yeah. So will they have any number of goats?
People
do they have a number of goats?
People that don't want to bang the goat?
Right. And I guess they have to pull out the right one.
Don't say pull out.
To go to the game.
Don't say pull out.
Well, that's what Puss says.
Right back in there.
Because it appears Bill 33 and 34 retired like 6 years ago. So they might still be around.
Bill 34. Well, yeah, Bill 34 was the one that got captured.
I'm just a big
Bill 34 was returned safely. A veterinarian who checked the goat said he was in good health.
All right.
Bill 33 was not, however. He's dead now.
Oh, okay.
Ongoing health issues.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're, what's the name?
Bill.
Yeah. So if you're, Bill 39 or 40, it's not going to end. You have to know what happened to all the rest of these Bills.
Do people still name their goats Bill, Puss?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I should answer. Good. Yeah. Just want a simple answer.
So when you hear, I'm only a Bill.
Whatever answer you want, here it is.
So what do you think of when you hear, I'm only a Bill?
I'm just a Bill.
And were there some Bills you liked better than others?
Of course.
Like, were there Bills that rejected you and you might cheer for Army that year because of that goat?
Yes.
That particular goat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then you just have to turn on the charm.
Right.
Yeah, that's on you.
Wait, so they steal it, and then after a while, they're like, oh, here, you can have it back.
Yeah,
well, we got it.
What is college? Even West Point, they're still just college-age guys, so they're going, we got the goat.
So trying to have a conversation with Puss is difficult, so I tried to get some more information so we could have some common ground here.
On the goat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't realize that goats were first brought to America by Columbus in 1493. I had
another
no
thing
idea.
Thing to blame him on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blame.
Yeah, otherwise this damn bit never would have been born.
Right. But wouldn't you have been lonely?
Goats are also the cleanest animals.
Duh.
They're much more selective about where they eat compared to cows, sheep, pigs, even dogs.
See, I always hear that pigs are clean, but goats are cleaner than pigs.
Yeah. Goat's milk is easily digestible.
Goats ate everything?
Right.
They don't.
That's a myth.
That's right.
Yeah, because like the cartoon goats eat like tin cans and stuff.
That's true. They always do that. Yeah,
goats
don't have
teeth in their upper front jaw.
Well, that's
they have 24 molars.
You know what that's good for.
They have 24 molars. They eat, browse. They eat grass and clover. They do not eat tin cans, clothing, or garbage.
That is true. That was always just
a thing. Yeah, we were led to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you'd be surprised how many things in cartoons aren't real.
Well, not just cartoons. You see that in old movies and stuff. Goats would eat tin cans.
Yeah, like if anything was around a goat, they would eat it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just paint a tunnel on a cliff and have it work.
True. That part is true.
No, Craig, there was an Andy Griffith episode.
I know, a goat ate everything, right?
Yeah, and a goat ate a bomb or something.
Right. He ate the dynamite
that's right.
Was hanging out
they
there.
They were afraid the goat was going to explode.
He knows the episode.
Of course I do.
And that's where Barney banged it, right? And the goat exploded? Okay.
No,
that
didn't.
They ever put a callback to that episode in a Matlock episode? All come
Andy
around.
Griffith bestiality episode.
Goat's milk is easily digestible and less allergenic than cow's milk. Goat milk is higher in calcium, vitamin A, and niacin than cow's milk. And coffee, first discovered by goat herders, when they noticed the animals having an unusual amount of energy after eating coffee beans.
A jacked up goat is nice.
And he may have been sad to discover this, but apparently both the male and female goats can have a beard / goatee.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to tell.
Is something you have in common, Puss?
Is it?
Both have a beard.
I can't.
You got a beard.
Yeah, you do have a beard. It's not on your face.
Oh, that one.
Have you seen this story circulating, Puss?
No. I think Craig has
Craig
like a
delved
Google
into alert. That one. Yeah, man.
Army-Navy game.
Army-Navy game's coming up, right, yeah.
Oh, it was the other day.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's after.
No, it's after all these games. It's this weekend coming up.
Yeah, okay. I think it's this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then maybe I misread that.
It's the only thing on that day.
Yeah, it gives us one more
It might
game.
Even be 2 weeks.
Right. No, because in 2 weeks, it might be. I think it's this week.
Because this week's conference championship game.
Oh, that's right.
You're right. It usually stands alone.
It's like the only thing on that Saturday.
Yeah, it's the only college football game on. You're right.
Oh, so who knows when that story was from then?
I'm relieved the Huskers are done playing.
So are they.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen celebrating her first sober Thanksgiving.
I didn't do that.
Didn't you?
No.
She reminisced on how she used to take a shot of tequila every couple of hours during Thanksgiving.
I think I had about 16 sober Thanksgivings.
Right.
The first one?
The first 16?
First 16, yeah.
And then in a row, too. Yeah. Todd was dedicated. He was a dedicated.
She claimed that she didn't make any crucial recipe errors this year. Thanks to not drinking.
Well, how wasted was she in the damn kitchen? Jesus, drunk.
I don't know, but if you're just doing a shot every couple hours, I think you're fine.
You're totally fine. Sure. She's overplaying her drunkenness.
Yeah, I mean,
I was cooking the turkey and smoking. I was hiring. Right. She was a pro.
So drunk, I couldn't put a turkey in the oven. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah, if you're.
She's building up her drunkenness. Shut up. Sounds like she brings up every day to John Legend. Is Legend still drinking? Because if she's not, he probably is. Like, oh, I got to drink now.
I think he is.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah, I know you're not drinking tonight, hon, but I'm going to have another one.
I'm drinking for two.
Yep.
That is a nice thing about holidays. We can just show up and be like, oh, cool, we're drinking wine?
Yep.
All right. Doesn't matter what time.
Nope.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
CBS says that the Thanksgiving Day game between the Raiders and the Cowboys.
That was also weird for me, too, because I traveled. I didn't see hardly any of those games.
Was the most watched regular season game on any network since 1990.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
38.5 million viewers tuned in to watch the Raiders beat the Cowboys in OT. CBS said the game was the most streamed regular season contest ever on the Paramount Plus streaming service.
Everybody's around the TV that day, and there's no other game opposite it. So, of course,
two huge fan bases, right, and it was a good game.
No, and the other game involved Detroit.
But also, the Detroit game wasn't the same channel on the other channel. Yeah, that's
I think that was first.
But that was a night game. I didn't pay attention to that
Bills
at all.
Saints. Okay. It was a terrible
game. Oh, it was a blowout, right?
Bills blew them out. Yeah.
Well, that's a weird, that's a weird game in general, let alone Thanksgiving.
It does feel weird.
Bills Saints.
Yeah,
you're right.
In the future, they need to flex Detroit out of Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
They don't deserve to be on a nationally telecast game.
Well, and then they put the Bears there, too, and the Bears are just a little bit better than the Lions.
They can flex them all out. They already. I mean, it's only the night game is always flexed different. But they even the Cowboys don't have to play every week.
No,
every
they
year.
Don't. They don't now have to play every Thanksgiving.
They'll keep it because people either love or hate the Cowboys, so that's a part of it. That's probably the reason.
I could see that. You know, same with the Raiders.
And that's why that's half of why it got such big ratings.
That's because both those teams have big national followers.
Huge fan bases.
But Detroit and Chicago, give me a break.
Who won that game?
Give us a game.
Chicago on a last-second field goal.
And they still fired Nagy?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't fire?
No.
They didn't?
Yeah, I think that's why they play, they make that.
Cross kept. I went around the TV. Cross kept his gig, right?
He did.
Because Iowa beat them pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Well, they beat them bad. They beat them. Yeah.
It was not a good.
Oh, I mean, you squander a 15-point lead. It happens.
Yeah.
What sucked is I knew exactly what was going to happen
at home.
Yeah.
Against a team that beat you six straight years
in the third quarter.
All right.
All right, Matthew writes us on the email. It's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This ain't the guy yelling at us, right?
No, I was at the United States Naval Academy, 1999 to 2003. That was pretty legendary. They actually had a couple of recently graduated SEALs with them. This is about the 91 mule kidnapping. The Army actually thought they were under attack, understandably scrambled helicopters in pursuit. So,
if you're zip-tying soldiers... You're under attack.
They decided after that it went a little too far.
Yeah. So he was a Navy guy, right?
Right. At the academy for 4 years.
So who watches the goat?
Not puss.
Okay. Besides that, that's a given, right? Puss got out. You think this is over now? And then we get an email.
It's never going to be over.
It will. We'll stop it. In 2022, we'll stop it.
No, you won't.
If you stop.
I think Nick keeps it going more than we do.
I'm certain of it.
If you stop. Good morning.
It'd be great if it was something we didn't have to mention.
Kentucky lawmaker wanting to crack down on porch pirates. State senator there, Dave Yates, pre-filed a bill that would include private carrier packages under the Theft of Mail Matter law.
That's key, because if theft of mail is a federal offense,
it should be treated like.
It definitely should be.
Currently, only mail delivered by the U.S. Postal Service is under this law.
Yeah, it shouldn't be just like taking a gnome off of your stoop.
Right.
If passed, porch pirates could face years of jail time for any theft.
I think, make that. It is mail. It is mail. It's just at the U.S. Post Office. It's still mail, and it's actually better than junk mail you're getting in the post office stuff.
I forgot that it's already packages will show up at weird time season.
Oh, yeah.
We got one at like 10 o'clock last night.
And you got a ring doorbell, right? You can see through.
Yeah, that's why I saw. I had a notice. I was already in bed.
Right.
For there's motion at your front door. I come down this morning. There's a package sitting there on the front porch.
With that term, you would be hated in prison, too. It'd be bottom of the rung is child molesters and then porch pirates.
Yep.
Everybody hates a porch pirate. Cowards.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama sharing an update on several hundred FedEx boxes, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were dumped into a ravine. Tossed by a contract delivery driver.
Oh, man.
Yeah, didn't feel like working.
That's they have yet to establish a motive, although Todd, you know, does sound reasonable.
That's it.
FedEx said all the packages have been recovered and they're looking to make sure they're all delivered.
Tom Hanks on that?
Yeah.
That does make your workday a lot easier. Yeah. Instead of delivering them, you just dump them all in a ravine.
And after you ever have to deal with guys who left, you know, 4,000 letters at their house and never delivered them.
Yeah, I remember a couple of different guys who got busted for that. And it wasn't anything like they were ripping off checks. They just didn't want to
They were just lazy.
They just threw them away.
Nobody will know.
They threw them away. No, they got caught pretty quick. Yeah, but they were just lazy, Todd. You're right.
Nobody's going to miss their social security check.
I'm tired today. All right.
Nobody's tracking all these FedEx packages. I'll just dump them here.
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.